This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Scott Henin taking about a half-hour respite. Going to do a little biz. So Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn hanging out here.
Hello.
At 800-228-0550, 712-580-550. Todd, what is your text number for
you? You haven't memorized that by heart?
I should have that. Or yeah, whatever. I should have that memorized, but I don't.
701-226-8503. 701-226-8503, 226-8503. I think it's funny. It's a funny story because it was like 5 years ago. People are starting to text all the time, and I thought, wait a minute, I got this phone right here. We could have people text.
Yeah.
But people think I'm insane for giving my, you know, my personal phone number on the radio. I'm like, well, in order to find me.
It's a company phone.
It's a company phone. I'm really hoping to run the bill up and see what happens. But
you know. There you go. Scott's is 701-367-2054 for text or, of course, studio at flagfamily.com if you want to shoot in an email. Always welcome there. Scott will be back in after the 9:30 break. Lots going on this Thursday morning. Hard to believe that June will be here on Saturday. Just unbelievable. And well, it looks like a pretty...
winter just held on so doggone long, yeah. It's kind of hard to get into, like, Memorial Day in June mode when you're, you know, you just chipped ice the other day.
I know. I thought last week was a nice spring that we had last week. That was all there was, yeah.
Well, we did have those 3 days, at least in Bismarck, where it got in the 70s 2 days and then 86 one day, and then it plunged. I thought, well, there it was, or 3 days of summer. We just had it. It's fall now, but apparently not. We got some really nice weather coming up.
A lot of fires burning in Alberta, causing pretty much statewide, not so much far west, but the eastern part of the state and into Minnesota, dealing with kind of a haze.
Well, we had that here, too, as a matter of fact, because we were just west of town last night, coming into town and looking around as you descend into Mandan, and I thought, holy cow, is this hazy. So, that time of the year again, I guess.
Well, big day yesterday. Mr. Mueller gave a statement. There was a statement, and then there was lots of reaction.
There was insufficient evidence to charge a broader conspiracy. If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
The reality is that he gave us his opinion on collusion and obstruction. And his opinion is, you can't bring a case.
There was no collusion, there was no conspiracy, and we consider this case closed. He completed his investigation, now he's closed his office, and it's time for everybody to move on.
This report is a wake-up call. We must get right on the horse, Johnny on the pony, and do everything we can to stop Russia from interfering in the 2020 election. Because it's clear as a bell they did in 2016.
Although Department of Justice policy prevented the special counsel from bringing criminal charges against the president, the special counsel has clearly demonstrated that President Trump is lying.
I am gravely disappointed in the Justice Department for their attitude.
Uh-huh. So there you heard a couple clips from Robert Mueller. You heard Rudy Giuliani on Fox News. You heard Sarah Sanders, and then you heard the Three Stooges, Schumer, Nadler, and Pelosi, comment on the internet. Boop, 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 boop. Johnny on the pony, right now. We're gonna strike while the iron's hot.
Don't you have to come up with better rhetoric if you're going to be leading in Washington than Johnny on the pony?
You know, I'd like to know your thoughts on this at 800-228-0550 till Scott gets here. You know, here's my thing with the whole deal, all right? Let's say we go to impeach and they're going to impeach, and impeachment is... We still have an election a year from November, which is like tomorrow in election year and, you know, timeline. And there's still zero message other than some of the ridiculousness that Bernie was in, where was he yesterday? I saw, oh, he was in Reno, Nevada. And, you know, just some of the stuff that the message that they are spewing, it's just ridiculous. It's insanity. I mean, as Scott says, you can't make it up. Yet they continue down the road. Meanwhile, the president is heading to Colorado to do the commencement at the Air Force Academy. And then he's focusing. He's got a huge deal. We're going to play this a little bit later. He's got a huge announcement he's going to make about things at the border. But this was in front of the White House. Listen to this. This is what the president had to say this morning in front of the White House before he left for Colorado about the whole deal. And then we want you to weigh in on it.
Well, I think it was the same as the report. There wasn't much change.
Asked about the statement.
It was, to me, the same as the report. And there's no obstruction. You see what we're saying. There's no obstruction. There's no collusion. There's no nothing. It's nothing but a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt by the media and the Democrats, their partners. And it keeps going. I thought it was finished when the report was released. But it goes on, and it, to me, it was the same, frankly, as the report. And he said, basically, it was the same as the report.
Well, there you go. Basically, he said, well, there's the report. We, you know, we maybe have known something, but nothing we could prove. You know, like, what's her name said, some people maybe did something.
Oh, my
and,
God.
You know,
that's got to be the most disgusting phrase ever uttered, sentence ever uttered, ever.
Yeah.
Some people did something.
Oh, don't get me going on her.
On 9/11. Oh, some people did. And you're in representing a part of America and federal government now.
And then, you know, he got real specific about Mueller.
I think he is a total conflicted person. I think Mueller is a true never-Trumper. He's somebody that dislikes Donald Trump.
You think?
you think Donald Trump has toned the rhetoric down a notch, watered it down from where he might have, what he might have said a month or two ago, the way he would have phrased it?
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, final comment.
I defy anybody to say that he should have toned that one down. No, he's calling it what it is. Conflicted person. He wouldn't have just used that. He would have stepped it up a couple of notches. Not long
ago. Final comment, kind of about some of the corruption. And
this is all about Russia, Russia, Russia. They don't talk about Russia anymore because it turned out to be a hoax. It was all a hoax. And then they say, gee, he fought back. Isn't that terrible? He fought back. Of course I fight back because it was a false accusation, a totally false accusation, and it's a disgrace, and it's a very sad period for this country. And I think in the end I will consider what's happening now to be one of my greatest achievements, exposing this corruption.
All right, so here's our question for you. 800-228-0550. How do we turn the page here? How, or do we just let them run? We just let them take more rope and keep going with this dead end, no message, you know, plan that they see, unless it's the Green New Deal and late term or afterbirth abortions are your plan. And I don't think anybody's really getting on board with that. I wish I had a superhero or something that I could call on to say, make them stop, you know, because it's done. It's over with, but we can't.
How do we do that? The witch hunt is never going to be over with. You and I both know that.
But how do we?
Trump could lose in 2020, pass away, heaven forbid, in 2021, and in 2022, the witch hunt will still be going on.
Meanwhile, we've got so many things, especially with the border. We're going to play that clip coming up in the next segment. He's got a major announcement coming with a strategic plan for the border that doesn't involve closing the border. So he's obviously been with the, I don't know if you saw there's a letter to the editor this morning from a obvious liberal in the Fulham this morning. And it talks about Senator Cramer.
That's what we call it now, the Fulham.
Yeah, that's how I've called it for years.
Okay.
Senator Cramer giving lots of attention to Fisher Industries, and Fisher Industries donated thousands of dollars to Kevin's recent election campaign and yada, yada, yada. And there's all insider and The wall's a bad idea, a 5th century solution to a 20th century problem. You know, and here's what I want to read out of this letter. This was never part of a studied plan. Whatever you may think are problems at the border, a wall does not begin to solve any of them. The wall was just campaign talk used by Trump to fire up certain people that are part of his base. And, of course, Mexico is going to pay for it. Here's the thing. This wasn't Trump's plan, sir. This wasn't anything. He knew it was a problem because it's been a problem for decades. He's the first guy to say, well, let's do something about it. Jan Brewer wanted to do something about it in the state of Arizona a dozen years ago as the governor of Arizona. She invited President Obama to come to Arizona. Guess what? No show. No show. So, sorry, Mr. Letter to the Editor. This has been the plan of the CBP, ICE. So many people have said this is what we need.
So many people want ICE abolished for some reason.
Yeah.
Why in the world? But
the president said, well, here's these experts. This is what they want. This is what we're going to do. More coming up. What's on your mind? Give us a call. 800-228-0550. Be right back.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mocker-Braddock. As farmers prepare for another growing season, give your diesel some thought with a few helpful tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria, fungus, and icing in cold temperatures. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep caps tight and regularly check for leaks. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degeneration. Second, take advantage of biodiesel, made from soybeans and other plant oils. It provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends from up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend on your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, Scott Hennin, back after about 9:30. He had to duck out and do a little business, so we're here. 800-228-0550 is the phone number, 701-258-0550 as well. Text to Scott at 701-367-2054. Text to Mr. Todd Mitchell. That number would be Again, I didn't
701-226-8503. I can't believe you don't know the number. 701-226-8503.
Yeah, I should. I really should. Yeah. Brought to you in part by our friends at Pifers. Go to Pifers.com. That's P-I-F-E-R-S. Pifers.com/auctions. Man, have they got some auctions coming up. Next one is Wednesday, June 5th. That's an online-only auction. If you've been looking for hunting land in Minnesota, think about that. 79 plus or minus acres hunting land over by Clearwater County. They've got a Brown Retirement Farm Machinery Auction coming up in Millerton, North Dakota on Tuesday, June 18th. June 19th, more hunting. This is in Pennington County over in Minnesota. So, and both sides of the Red River, be it farm equipment, whatever, real estate, land management, equipment auctions, all of it, you can get a hold of Pifers at 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. Info at Pifers.com. That's P-I-F-E-R-S.com. Pifers.com/auctions. Man, they are busy. I mean, and there's some, I mean, if you're farm auctions, especially with land and stuff, they are the go-to guys, Kevin and his crew. All right, we're 22 past the hour. It's What's on Your Mind. Scott Henning out till about 9:30. We're asking the question, how do we turn the page on this? How do we get past this? You know, you got one side, there's this collusion. It's still there. It's all there. We need to impeach. You got most of us saying, come on. Can we please just move on? The question is, how do we turn the page? Doug is on in Dickinson. Doug, welcome to What's on Your Mind. What's on your mind?
Well, the whole Mueller thing yesterday was a joke. He dangled it in front of everybody that there might have been something there, but he couldn't really say one way or the other. But if they knew that he had done it, they would have said he'd done it. Or if he could have proved he didn't do it, they would have said, you know, they've been saying this back and forth and twisting and turning every which way they can to make it look bad. And that's all it was. The only way to stop these people is to beat them at the ballot box.
There's the answer right there, Doug. That's a great – you're right. And I wish I had a superhero I could call on or a magic wand to walk up and just make them stop this. But we're just going to have to do it at the ballot box. You're absolutely right. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a great day.
Thanks.
You bet. Let's go to Wing. Fred is on the line. Fred, what's on your mind?
Here I come to save the day. No.
Yes.
All I got is my vote. And thank God we still got it. We still got a chance to vote. That's the best impeachment. We should have. North Dakota did the right thing. We impeached our representative that was Democrat last time. I wish the rest of the country would have done it. But because of all these investigations and stuff, I think that's why the Democrats won the House. And look at the havoc that we need to impeach them at the voting box, just like Doug said. Good job, Doug. That's the best impeachment there is. Get out and vote. Talk to your folks. Get on what's on your mind. Make sure everything happens the way we need to do it. They just have to be taken out of power, statewide, too.
Yeah.
We can't let them have power. Look what happens when they got power. Nothing gets done, and they want to make their power more.
That's it. And nothing is getting done. Nothing except I hate Trump and we want to impeach him. Fred, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it. You know, one thing that brings up to me, Todd, that I think about with when we talk about our vote, and I saw a meme come by, is that the biggest challenge that Donald Trump will face a year from November is not from the Democrats. It's from voter fraud. And it just that makes me, you know, kind of... Okay, what sort of shenanigans are planned when it comes to when we actually do get to the election, and what kind of voter fraud are we going to see, and you know how many illegals are we going to see voting in you know those districts where they can? It's just concerning for sure. Karen's on in Fargo. Karen, talking about the speeches of the president. Karen, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Hello, excuse me.
No problem.
President Trump has sounded a little less confrontational and has been smiling this week. I think impeaching him is a bad idea. Democrats, we need to come up with some good ideas to present to the public.
Well, that's kind of what I've been waiting for. You know, I'm real tired. I'd like to see the page turned today. I get real tired, and Karen, you bring up a great point. What's the message? And I always say, well, if it's the Green New Deal and afterbirth abortions, you lost me. I'm out. But if there, you know, if there's some sort of a viable message, then I'm happy to hear it. But I just don't hear anything.
Right.
Really.
We need several good platform messages now.
Yeah. I think it's already lost. Thank you, Karen, by the way. Appreciate the call. You know, I think it's already lost. I think that you're too late. Like we said now, election is a year from November. And the president's already on his messages. He's gonna keep on the border. I'm sure he's gonna come around with health care and some fixes to that mess. You know, the jobs and the economy is on a roll. You don't have to worry about that. I think we got time to squeeze one more in here. Phil is on Watford City. Phil, how are you doing talking about the Mueller statement? What's up, buddy? What's on your mind?
Well, you know, it's a little bit of both. It's Mueller and impeachment and how the Democrats are really kind of running their, where they have their priorities set. And I see this kind of backfiring a little bit on them. You know, as long as Trump and the Republicans keep on message, you know, then the general public will understand where they're running and where their policies are going to be going and what they're going to want to do. Now, the Democrats, if all they're going to yell is evil Trump and impeach Trump, and that's not a message, that's not a policy. Now, where that's going to help the Republicans is some of the older Democrats are probably going to get turned off from the party. You know, you already see certain special interest groups running away from the Democrats because they don't feel represented. Really, the only members I see voting heavily blue, blindly voting blue, is going to be the Socialist Party. But
yeah.
I think this is kind of I think that's maybe why they're not. You only see the younger fellas or the junior members of Congress really yelling impeachment for the most part. I guess that's what I was thinking, you know, because they understand coming into an election year, they need to get some policy out there, or they're going to shoot themselves in the foot.
I think they already have, Phil. I think the shot's already been fired, and they're already limping. If they're not already completely incapacitated with it. But great point. How's the weather? You guys got any of the hazy smoke from the Canada fires out in Watford City today, or is it kind of cleared out of there?
No. We got a little bit of haze. We got really good visibility up on top of a hill. Yeah. It's a balmy 67 degrees, which works out good for us, you know, Thursday in wonderful Watford City's Golf League, so.
Beautiful. All right, buddy, hit them straight.
Never done it before. Why start now?
There you go. Thanks, Phil. Phil in Watford City. It's What's On Your Mind coming up on 29 past the hour. Quick break. Scott, he'll be back after the break more than likely. It's What's On Your Mind. And, of course, your calls welcome. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It's What's On Your Mind. We will be right back.
Hi, this is Scott Hannum. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid proper. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City. Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heading west to give the commencement speech at the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado later today. As he leaves the White House, the president tells reporters former FBI Chief Robert Mueller never should have been allowed to lead the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election.
I think he's totally conflicted because, as you know, he wanted to be the FBI director and I said no. As you know, I had a business dispute with him after he left the FBI. We had a business dispute. Not a nice one. He wasn't happy with what I did.
The president calling the probe the biggest harassment of a president ever. First-time claims for unemployment benefits up last week. The Labor Department says around 215,000 U.S. workers filed initial claims. That's up 3,000 from the week before. But in line with economists' predictions, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Me around here. You guys are crushing it there in that first half hour. Thank you very much.
No problem, brother.
Todd, the radio god Mitchell, and Kevin. We need kind of a name for Kevin. Kevin, the.
Yeah, really.
Win Flynn.
Win with Flynn.
Radio god. Todd, the radio god. Win with Flynn.
Winning Kevin Flynn. Or, I don't know. We'll figure
exactly
it out.
Right. I heard CJ was not able to call in from Dak Diesel, huh?
He's busy.
See,
that guy.
Here's the deal. You know, the guy is so busy, it's unbelievable. You know why? Because he does really good work. You know, another reason? Because a lot of people that listen to this program say, I heard CJ, he can fix what I need fixed, anything Diesel, I'm going there.
I have a trucker buddy that goes to him a lot.
Anybody that doubts the power of advertising, especially on talk radio, folks. And here's why I'm going to do a mini commercial for talk radio. What's different about talk radio than music radio? Music radio has some talk and a lot of music, right? Talk radio has all talk, right? So when Todd and Kevin and I are talking about Robert Mueller and what Donald Trump thinks about him, it is not any different than when we're talking about CJ at Dak Diesel. The people that are listening see it all as information that's important to them. And they also appreciate the fact that there are people behind the microphone that think like them, that aren't afraid to talk about things that need to be talked about. And so when people sponsor that programming, they want to reward that. So it's a great, great deal. And we really value our advertisers, every single one of them on every single one of these radio stations. Very, very important. And also appreciate the fact that our listeners are so loyal to them. So just wanted to say thank you. So CJ had bought some advertising on a bunch of music stations. And they were not part of the iHeartMedia family in Bismarck, for instance. Okay? And, you know, the nice thing about advertising is you have a lot of choices. You got a lot of places. And music stations, they're not bad. It's just it's a different way to do it. And actually, the ones in the iHeart family are, you know, long, loyal brands that have been there a long time. But he was somewhere else. He had the misfortune of not calling somebody from my heart media Pittsburgh. And he signs a contract, and he calls me one day, and he says, this is not working. I mean, I'm paying this money, and it's just not working. I said, well, where are you advertising? And I said, oh, that might be the problem. So we hooked him up with, was it Cindy on your team?
Yes, I think it was.
Cindy Vanette from the...
Or was it Cheryl?
I think it was Cindy, but I'm pretty sure it's Cindy.
Oh, whatever. Cindy,
anyway,
we got a whole bunch of great people, though.
And all of a sudden, now there's ads on the right stations in the Bismarck Bandit. And our little deal here on What's On Your Mind, and guess what? Hiring people, hiring mechanics, doing house calls, business off the charts. Don't believe me? Call the guy and ask him. If you're wondering how to spend your advertising dollars, call CJ. He's a great testimonial right there on how things work. He'll tell you right there.
And then call Steve Schwann and find out how many cars he sold after somebody said they weren't going to buy, and then other people say, well, because that guy's not going to buy, I'm going to buy. And four cars.
Exactly right.
Saying that guy having said, well, I'm not going to ever buy from him. Four people went and bought from him. So tell me it doesn't work.
It's a long way of saying we love our listeners. We love our advertisers. And if you need something fixed and it's diesel, you give CJ a call. Because truck, tractor, I mean, you name it, they're going to fix it. Diesel, anything diesel, semi-trucks, pickup trucks, the whole works. Long-lasting repairs. Call them at 701-258-5011. Okay, so here's my quick take on the Mueller report, amended from yesterday. Now, remember yesterday I heard a little bit of it. Chris Burke from Point of View was on, and Chris said, you know, this is 100%. He wants impeachment. He's saying impeachment. He's playing games. And everything else. I'm saying, well, he said his report stands and speaks for itself. There's nothing in the report that says, but see, here's the deal. There is reality, and then there's everybody who hates Trump. And everybody who hates Trump has a completely different view of reality than those of us in the real world. It's unbelievable. I got accused on Facebook last night of being in a cult.
Which one would that be? Well, is the Catholic Church a cult now? Or
They weren't talking about that.
Are they alt-right? Are you the alt-right cult?
No, they're just talking about...
For God's sakes, really?
Actually, how I got accused of being in a cult was I shared Senator Kevin Cramer's comment on my Facebook page, which I thought was the first one I saw from Congress of anybody after Mueller's babbling yesterday, okay? And it was very succinct, and I thought pretty good. Then Donald Trump put out that tweet, which we read on the air yesterday, from the Mueller report, right? And I thought that was pretty good. So I put those two things in a post. Here's what Kevin said, in case you missed it. Robert Mueller spent nearly 2 years and $35 million writing a 450-page report that found zero members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia. And today's press conference did not change any of that. Mueller is now moving on from the investigation, and it's time for Democrats and the media to do the same. Okay? Does that sound like cult-like talk there, guys?
No.
All right.
Sounds like a statement.
Yeah. And here is Donald Trump. Read it to you again. Nothing changes from the Mueller report. There was insufficient evidence, and therefore in our country a person is innocent. The case is closed. Exclamation point. Thank you. There you go. Closed. So that somehow gets me in
a cult.
A cult. And I guess I'm fine with that.
Where do I sign up?
Where do I? Why does this keep doing this to me?
I want to be in that cult.
It's just, you know what, it's typical. I've been unfriended and unfollowed, I'm sure, you know. And again, but there's never any substance. There's never, you're in a cult.
I'm taking my marbles and going home.
You're a cultist. You cult guy, you.
Yeah, so I here's the deal. I'm going to use an example that may cause some people to cringe. That's okay. It's what I do. Love making you cringe. I am and will forever be of the belief that life begins at conception, that the design for that life is God's, not mine, right? In fact, I'll never forget a wonderful sermon by Monsignor Tom Richter, Cathedral in Bismarck. And he's one of the great homilists in this country, if not this state. I mean, Monsignor Thomas is phenomenal. He's on Dickinson now. He said, essentially, he's talking to the whole congregation, but what he was saying to me is, Scott, Alex, Hannah, and Haley, that would be our three children, they aren't yours. Your wife is not yours. And you'll never have true freedom until you understand, until you trust God with their life, that your children are not yours. Freedom is understanding they belong to God. And, you know, that is liberating when you actually can live it. because, you know, parents tend to worry. You wonder, what are they going to do here? What about college there? Are they doing this thing? I don't know about that boyfriend. I don't know about that. You know what I mean? Right? We all do as parents, right? And, you know, I worry about my spouse. I want her healthy. She's, you know, in home health care. She's driving a lot, seeing patients. You can worry, but you can worry yourself into the grave. You can worry yourself right into the grave. So the point is, freedom is trusting someone else, okay? And that baby is really God's. You'll never convince me of anything different, okay?
Me either. That's spot on.
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, and that's but, see, worry. But here's the deal.
And worry is such a waste.
Oh, it is. There's no doubt
it's
about
a
it.
Waste.
You do a whole show on it. It's really ungodly. I mean, read the Bible. It'll tell you.
Yep.
You know, you are sinning when you're not trusting. Okay?
Amen.
But anyway, the reason I bring that up is because I feel like the Trump people are in the same camp as I am over here related to never, ever being able to change my belief. Is there anything that makes a Donald Trump hater, somebody on Facebook who actually runs a newspaper, believe it or not, saying that I'm in a cult because I believe of what I believe about this president, not being guilty, and that Robert Mueller is a swamp dweller? Does a roaring economy, does peace in the Middle East, does, you know, a rebuilt military, does any of that bring them around? I don't think so. So how does the movie end, folks? How does this movie end?
That's my question. How do we turn the page? How do we get on with it?
How does this movie end? You're going to have to answer that today, folks. You're the wise one here. We have lots of time. Open phone time today, 800-228-0550. You heard Robert Mueller. What's your reaction? You heard Senator Kramer's reaction. You heard President Trump. What's his deal? But beyond him even and what they're trying to do. And honestly, I believe Mueller, on further review, I'll say about Robert Mueller, Chris Berg was exactly right. 100% right. This is all about planting enough seeds to say, Congress, you take it and run with it. They hate Trump. They hate Trump. They're threatened by Trump. Robert Mueller, James Comey, Andy McCabe, all these people, James Clapper, their world is going to crash down. Now, I see Donald Trump as being very confident for the following reason. He knows the truth. He's seen the evidence on all this starting in the Obama administration. And he knows where this is going. That's why he's as confident as he is. If they impeach, if they go to impeach, ask Bill Clinton if that was a bad thing for his second term. Bring it on. I don't care. But I want to know how it all ends. Do we ever wake these people up? Is it possible? Tell me. 2580550. Ken Moorhead, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, on the Mueller report yesterday, I looked at that report. In one of his sentences, he said, if we had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said that. Does that make any sense to you? To me,
well,
no,
because he's a prosecutor, and a prosecutor says, here's the facts. I have two options, charge this person with a crime or be done, innocent.
Right. Exactly. So that sentence to me doesn't make any sense. I think, Scott, we need to, I know I hate to say this, but we need to bring in Mueller. I mean, the Republican Senate needs to bring in Mueller and ask him what he meant by that, and maybe ask him why he didn't look at the Democratic side of it.
Which, of course, the president said. That's what I love about the president. He has no nonverbal thoughts. None. There's no such thing with a nonverbal thought with this guy. He says everything that's in his head. By the way, it's kind of transparent, isn't it?
It's like a six-year-old.
I mean, but you know exactly what he's thinking. There's no hiding
anything.
Exactly. And he said what you're saying, Ken. Hang on, if you're not finished, we'll continue on the other side of the break. What's on your mind after that?
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Curinelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there. Just in the community itself, they've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon here. I read a great book recently. I'd love to tell you about it. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles. When I found out it was all about growing up on a farm in the Midwest, I thought, this might be a good read. It's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon said it reads like Tom Sawyer, and I couldn't agree more. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle. A childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. Order online at Amazon. Makes a great gift for anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thing on this cult deal. So I found the post. It was a different post than the one I thought where I was accused of being in a cult. It was the meme that I found and put up yesterday, which I'm still smiling from ear to ear. It's Donald Trump sitting in a chair and he's turning around in a back looking at the camera. And the meme says, "That's funny. I didn't know a Republican president could be impeached for crimes committed by Democrats." So this makes him crazy, of course. You know that And so the comment from Chris Ray, who, by the way, is the editor of a newspaper in Elbow Lake, Minnesota. Fake news at all? Here's what he says to that comment. The cult is strong as it makes normal people see things totally opposite of reality. And see, I could say the exact same thing the other way. How do you change those minds? I don't know. By the way, I could not resist. I should not have done this. It was the last thing I did last night. I responded. Kevin, Todd, good idea, bad idea?
You engaged.
Engaged, probably bad. Never engage. I said, Chris, here's hoping you get help with that. Praying for you.
Nice.
Boom! And I'm saying he's in the cult. And,
hashtag mic drop.
Yeah, sorry. I couldn't resist. Sorry. Ken and Moriad, I just want to make sure you had a chance to say the rest of what you wanted to say before we went to the break. So,
I just wanted to. It's the way he said it. It's like a double negative. They don't have evidence that Trump did not commit a crime. So, that means did he commit a crime? To me, this is a message to the Democratic Party to pursue impeachment, plain and simple. That's why I think Republicans in the Senate, Lindsey Graham, should call for a hearing and talk to Mueller about, his report and this statement that he did yesterday.
Yeah, so
they shouldn't drop that. He'd have to answer that, Scott, and I think they should.
Yeah, I think we know all we need to know from Robert Mueller. I think it's been tossed to the Democrats, and I think honestly we ought to wish for them to continue to be wrapped around their axle about impeachment over the next 6 months, year, whatever, because they're going to have a big inter-party fight. And meanwhile, all the data looks great for Trump continuing. So I think it's actually Mueller did us a favor, but he's a swamp dweller. You're absolutely right about what he did. There's no doubt about it. I think the best answer to all of this is just fly the dang flag. Be just 100%. Hey, we stand for freedom. We're patriots here. This is the greatest country
God
on the face of the earth.
Bless America.
Exactly right, ladies and gentlemen. Jim the Flagpole Guy's rendition of God Bless America. Like, play the song, fly the flag. That's what I'm saying right now. How are you, sir?
I'm just overwhelmed. So many patriots, so much outpouring of patriotic love of country. Got we're in Bismarck, and we're just going to town. I've found some really good help, and we're getting with it. It's just one of those things where enough talk. Let's put some flagpoles in, and we are doing it. Scott, we're working on foundations, and everybody listening, you have patience with me because there's a lot of love and brotherhood and patriotic community going on right now, Scott. So.
I can't wait to see that new one on the strip you're putting up there.
Well,
we're looking forward to the Flag Day ceremonial event, as Todd just said, on the strip. That's going to be a grand time, and folks need to realize that this is quite a story in and of itself. When you think about Jim doing construction out in the Williston area, and one day hearing a call on this program, somebody wanted to know if you can buy an American-made flag, and he called in, and people called him, and one flagpole led to another, and now it's his business. The tyranny assault vehicle is on the road all the time in every corner of our region. Did you wrap up in South Dakota?
I did, Peter, South Dakota, and what a wonderful set of people there are down there, and patriotic in the same spirit. People call, it doesn't really matter where they are when they call. They all have that same spirit, that same wanting to help in any way they can, and the same, and they're all down there in their communities, firefighters and police officers and actually people that maybe just work for the city. Everybody loves their country. And everybody is just really proud to be American, and they don't really apologize for it. They don't need to because their behavior is just commendable. And those are the people that I'm in contact with that are encouraging me, especially in this time in my life where things are a little bit hard sometimes, where they're just America is a source of strength. And I'm experiencing it firsthand, and thank you to everybody. And we're getting better every year. This is our third year. I'm just proud to be an American.
ndflagpoleguy.com. ndflagpoleguy.com is the website, 701-571-FLAG. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you, Scott. God bless you, America. Thank you.
God bless America. You're right. Joe's on the road. Joe, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I just wanted to say that comment you received really didn't specify whether you were the cult or the other party was the cult.
So you think it was an appropriate response I gave him where I said, you know, here's hoping you get some help with that plot, that little program there?
I don't know. I was just listening to the response. It didn't say, you know, Scott, you're the cult. It was, well, there's some people out there, so it's going to go either way, you know?
Oh, I see. You're saying he's not necessarily saying I'm in a cult. Yeah, I hear you. I think he is a never Trumper. Thanks, Joe.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now, 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months, plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.